Welcome to the following biblical affirmations. These affirmations confirm and help us to sink deeper into our identity within Christ. They are derived from selected passages in the New Testament. Each passage teaches a portion of the truths that we find in the Scriptures that show us who we are in Christ. The more we embrace these affirmations from Scripture, the more stable, grateful, and fully assured we will be in the course of our lives. After each biblical affirmation, there will be a pause, this opportunity for you to soak in the truth, to marinate, to ruminate upon the identity that you have within Christ. I am a child of God. John 1 verse 12. But as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in His name. I am a branch of the true vine, and I conduct the life of Christ. John 15, verses 1 and 5. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. I am the vine, and you are the branches. The one who abides in me, and I in them, they bear much fruit. For apart from me, you can only do nothing. I am a friend of Jesus. John 15, 15. I no longer call you slaves, for the slave does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. I have been justified and redeemed. Romans 3:24. Being justified as a gift by His grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus. My old self was crucified with Christ, and I am no longer a slave to sin. Romans 6:6. Knowing this, that our old self was crucified with Him, in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves of sin. I will not be condemned by God. Romans 8, verse 1. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. I have been set free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8, verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. As a child of God, I am a fellow heir with Christ. Romans 8, verse 17. And if children, heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. I have been accepted by Christ. Romans 15, 7. Therefore, accept one another, just as Christ also accepted us to give glory to God. I have been called a saint. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 2, Ephesians 1 verse 1, Philippians 1 verse 1, Colossians 1 verse 2. To the church of God which is at Corinth, to those who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, saints by calling, with all who in every place call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. In Christ Jesus, I have wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. 1 Corinthians 1:30. But by his doing, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who dwells in me. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 16. Or do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? 1 Corinthians 6, 19. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? I am joined to the Lord, and I am one spirit with Him. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 17. But the one who joins himself to the Lord is one spirit with Him. God leads me in triumph and knowledge of Christ. 2 Corinthians 2:14. But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of Him in every place. The hardening of my mind has been removed in Christ. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 14. But their minds were hardened, for until this very day, at the reading of the Old Covenant, the same veil remained unlifted, because it is removed in Christ. I am a new creature in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. I have become the righteousness of God in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become righteousness of God in him. I have been made one with all who are in Christ Jesus. Galatians 3, verse 28. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you all are one in Christ Jesus. I am no longer a slave, but a child and an heir. Galatians 4, verse 7. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a child. And if a child, then an heir through God. I have been set free in Christ. Galatians 5, verse 1. It was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery. I have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Ephesians 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. I am chosen, holy, and blameless before God. Ephesians 1, verse 4. Just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before Him. I am redeemed and forgiven by the grace of Christ. Ephesians 1, verse 7. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of His grace. I have been predestined by God to obtain an inheritance. Ephesians 1, verses 10 and 11. In Him also we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to His purpose, who works all things after the counsel of His will. I have been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Ephesians 1, verse 13. In Him, you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, have also believed. You were sealed in Him with the Holy Spirit of promise. Because of God's love and mercy, I have been made alive with Christ. Ephesians 2, verses 4 and 5. But God, being rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. I am seated in the heavenly places with Christ. Ephesians 2, verse 6. And raised us up with Him, and seated us with Him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I am God's workmanship, created to produce good works. Ephesians 2, verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. I have been brought near to God by the blood of Christ. Ephesians 2, verse 13. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were formerly far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. I am a member of Christ's body and a partaker of his promise. The Gentiles are fellow heirs and fellow members of the body and fellow partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. I have boldness and confident access to God through faith in Christ. Ephesians 3, verse 12. In whom we have boldness and confident access through faith in Him. My true self is righteous and holy. Ephesians 4, verse 24. Put on the true self, which in the likeness of God has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth. I was formerly darkness, but now I am light in the Lord. Ephesians 5, verse 8. You were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. I am a citizen of heaven. Philippians 3, verse 20. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. The peace of God guards my heart and mind. Philippians 4, verse 7. And the peace of God, which surpasseth all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. God supplies all my needs. Philippians 4, verse 19. And my God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. I have been made complete in Christ. Colossians 2:10. In him you have been made complete, and he is the head over all rule and authority. I have been raised up with Christ. Colossians 3, verse 1. Therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. My life is hidden with Christ in God. Colossians 3:3. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Christ is my life, and I will be revealed with him in glory. Colossians 3, verse 4. When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. I have been chosen of God, and I am holy and beloved. Colossians 3:12. So as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. God loves me and has chosen me. 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 4. Knowing that we are the family and beloved of God, His chosen ones.